The Volume.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really?
Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Basketball, football, they have awesome new and existing user promotions. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. You can get your winnings back in 2 hours. My favorite, the same game parlays. You can bet $5 or $10 and win $150 or more. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Get started now. Sign up promo code Colin so they know we and I sent you. The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by the FanDuel Sportsbook. Hi, everybody. Welcome in to the Monday morning podcast. Ian O'Connor, who's a New York Post columnist and has written a fantastic book about Mike Krzyzewski, the rise and reign of Mike Krzyzewski, Coach K at Duke. And it's interesting because college basketball is my first thought today as Michigan and Wisconsin squared off in a Big Ten game on Sunday. Now, by this time, you've seen the video of the coaches getting into it and the players after that getting into it. You know, I would start with this. There are levels, obviously, to bad behavior. So both Greg Gard, the Wisconsin coach, and Juwan Howard, the Michigan coach, I think should be suspended for their immature, juvenile, boorish behavior after the game as they got into each other's face. It appeared both people touched each other. I don't care who did it first. It's bad behavior. You're paid seven figures a year to be the adults in the room. But of the levels of bad behavior, which included Michigan and Wisconsin players getting into like a fight afterwards, which has been under-discussed, throwing a punch by Juwan Howard at a Wisconsin assistant is the worst behavior of all the really boorish, churlish behaviors. I don't think he should be fired, but this all comes down to ego. I went to social media. How many guys said this? Hey, man, you touch me, it's game on. Well, no, it's not. You have to walk away from that stuff if you're a grown-up that wants to make $5, $6, $7 million a year coaching basketball at the highest levels representing universities. It can't be about your ego. All the time in life, politicians, sportscasters, basketball coaches, public figures have to walk away from schmucks and jerks and instigators. Okay? Both coaches need to grow up, but throwing a punch is the worst action of all the actions. So therefore, that's the one I would penalize and punish the most. Some people said, well, Colin, in the 80s, Bobby Knight did this and that. Listen, I'll never defend Bobby Knight. He's my least favorite coach in the history of my career. But in the 80s, we smoked on airplanes. Let's not take the behavior that was accepted in the 80s and say in 2022, it's all good. Bobby Knight would not last today. Bobby Knight should not have lasted in the 90s. It's embarrassing. And Ian O'Connor writes about some of these instances. It's embarrassing that people defended him and did for 2 and 3 decades. But it's 2022. Juwan Howard knows better. And Greg Gard knows better. Both the guys need to grow up. I've always liked Phil Mickelson, the golfer, but he had a tone-deaf explanation for why he's supporting a Saudi Arabian-backed super golf league that's attempting to lure players away from the PGA Tour. The new Super Golf League is proposing that some players would receive guaranteed money upwards of $30 million a year. They would basically get paid no matter how they play, like NFL or NBA stars. Mickelson's biographer quoted him saying, quote, "We know they killed Khashoggi, the Washington Post journalist, and have a horrible record on human rights. They execute people over there for being gay. Knowing all of this, why would I even consider it? Because this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reshape how the PGA Tour operates. If you say something and it sounds like an Onion headline, you may want to retract it as soon as you can." Listen, when you watch the PGA Tour, do you ever think, man, these athletes look like they're being treated poorly? Come on now. Last year, the average player made $1.5 million. In fact, there have been multiple times in the last 20 years, the highest paid athlete in America has been a golfer, Tiger Phil Mickelson. In fact, 2017, Forbes released a list of the highest paid athletes ever. Four of the top six were golfers. Tiger, Arnie, Jack, and Phil. Michael Jordan and Michael Schumacher were the other two. Phil Mickelson, according to Forbes, has made $815 million. Phil, when you say things and it sounds like an Onion headline, you got to retract it. Something else that happened over the weekend, Rich Orenberger, former NFL player, a radio host in San Diego, and a frequent guest on my show, the very popular Herd. I'm sure you've seen it. Most of America has. Anywho, he came out and said with absolute conviction, and he's got connections all over the league, that Brady and Arians' relationship soured. My first takeaway is, yeah. I mean, you tell me the superstar in American sports that likes being shouted out and ripped by his coach regularly. I never liked when Arians did that. He has a right to. He's the head coach. But Bruce can be very loose in his coaching, in his style. And I thought ripping Brady repeatedly, publicly, was poor form. Tom's a good guy, but he's got an ego. He's the best player in the history of the most popular domestic league. I'd use discretion when ripping him publicly. So when I hear these stories by Rich Orenberger, I absolutely believe them. I think Tom is retired for good, but I do think some of the suggestions that he would consider the 49ers if they called are real. From there, favorite team, total respect for Kyle Shanahan. They're built to win now. They're very run-centric. They're built for an older quarterback. He doesn't have to throw 45 times. Kyle Shanahan would prefer he throws 27 times. Now, the division's tough. It'd be another system he has to learn. And Shanahan's system is usually better for all quarterbacks, Matt Ryan, Jimmy Garoppolo, in the second year. But I think he'd consider it. He'd have a glass of wine with Giselle, and they discuss it in their Costa Rica village they own. Maybe an island for all I know. Who knows? But it's worth discussing. When I retire, somebody may come and make me an offer, and I'm 70 years old. And then maybe an offer I go, I'll consider it. But I think Tom is a person that what he says he believes and what he says he usually does. And I do think he's got a fairly broad life, kids, wife, businesses. He'll stay retired. But the Niners offer would be worth a glass of vino with your wife to discuss. All right. This is one of my favorite guys that's ever written a column. I think sometimes columnists, not all, but a lot of columnists, to be a columnist, you have to be a great writer. But sometimes when a columnist becomes a columnist, they forget how good of a reporter they were. And what Ian does, and I think you do this better than any columnist in the country, you're still a dogged reporter and a columnist. So you remember your roots. We all in our 20s, we didn't have these glamorous columnist and talk show jobs. And we were covering, you know, you were probably covering Ithaca or so. What was your first gig?
Well, I actually was chasing Jerry Tarkanian around Las Vegas for the National Sports Daily, Frank DeFord's all sports newspaper, right? So I had a blast doing that. It wasn't a full-time job, but I did a lot of that. And I learned a lot, actually, about reporting. And before that, I was doing death notices, obituaries, town meetings, high school sports. So you name it. I did everything. I answered phones. I got people lunch at the New York Times. So I paid some dues anyway. But covering Tark was fun in Vegas.
It was my first job out of college. I got a job at the NBC affiliate. I covered Tark, Tyson, and Trouble. And it was a great time back then. The mobsters were in Vegas and Tark was, I had a love-hate relationship with Tark, but I will say this, college basketball was more fun then. There was a lot of characters, a lot. Now, the Big East had a lot of them, but it, you know, right. That's one of the things I tell people, that sports is better today than it's ever been, except college basketball. I thought it was better 20 years ago.
No doubt about that, Colin. I used to love going to the Big East tournament and covering it. Now I couldn't tell you half the teams in the Big East. And so it's all changed. I remember Tarkanian talk about colorful characters. After he lost that epic game to Duke in the 91 Final Four, that Vegas team might have been the best team I've ever seen.
Yes.
Unbeaten going in. That morning, he was upset about something I wrote. And he called early that next morning. I don't know if he had even gone to bed. He was so upset about that defeat. And he threatened to kill me. He did. He said, I will have your head blown off. And I shook it off. I wasn't too concerned that it was a real threat. He was just so mad. By the end of that night, he had invited me down for cocktails in the hotel lobby. That was Tark. That was covering Tark. He would get so angry, but he usually would forgive and forget. And I'll never forget that night hanging out with Tark and his buddies as if that phone call never happened.
Yeah. Jerry Tarkanian, I and a reporter named John Henderson, who has since retired and moved to Italy. He covered college sports for the Denver Post, I believe. It was called Tark's. And we sat and had drinks one night. And it is a top 10 sports moment. And there was one moment where Tark said to John, he goes, John, if you ever admit this, I'll kill you. But I actually took a suggestion from one of your columns last month and instituted it into a game plan. And if you ever tell anybody, and we were laughing so hard. And you know what? Years ago, Tark and I had our battles. Years ago, I was doing a live at Penn State and his nieces, adorable nieces, came up. And he was still living. And he said, our uncle just wanted to say he's really proud of how well you've done. And he watches and listens. And he just wanted to say he hopes things are going well for you. And I thought it really made
not only made my day, it was a really warm gesture. And it, you know what? We're all human. We have bad days. We're all, by the way, speaking of that, I'm not done with your book. I have about 30 pages to go. The book is called The Rise and Reign of Mike Krzyzewski. This is airing on Monday. It'll be available tomorrow. It is absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
Your level of reporting is insane. I don't even, I as I read it, I'm like, okay, how the hell do you know this stuff? You're going back to Army games. But here's what's fascinating. We forget, we are so impatient with young people these days. Mike Krzyzewski had a losing record at Army. 5 years into Duke, they were getting sandblasted by ACC teams, and they gave him a contract extension. And I think that gets lost in this, is that you go back to John Wooden, as you know, Ian. He didn't win big for a long time. But let's go back and discuss this. This book is so fun. It really is. When you bring in the Bob Knight stuff, it is jet fuel to this book. It is just, you can't get enough of this. But let's go back. How the heck did he get that Duke job? I know because I read it. He had a losing record at Army. And in fact, Bob Knight was a much better coach at Army than Krzyzewski. It would be easy to go, well, Knight's the great coach. You're a shadow of Knight. Why did he get it?
Well, Knight helped him get it. And thanks for the kind words, Colin. But Knight was a fairly big advocate of Mike getting that job at Duke. Now, he was 9-17 that final season. Tom Butters, the AD at Duke, deserves so much credit for having the you-know-what to hire him at 9-17 coming out of Army. Steve Vissendak was an official in the athletic department, former player, and he was an advocate too. He had seen Mike coach at Army and was a pretty big believer in him and sort of, hey, you don't know how to pronounce his name. You certainly don't know how to spell it, but the guy's a really good defensive coach. You, Tom, believe in defense. Let's give this guy a chance. And Butters loved him in the interview process, and he just had a hard time pulling the trigger. How am I going to sell this to an ACC fan base? Bill Foster just took us to the national championship game. I'm going to hire a 9-17 coach at Army nobody's ever heard of, but he did. Those early years were brutal, and the boosters were calling for his head. Fans, students, faculty members wanted him out. He lost, you said ACC opponents. He lost to Wagner at home. Wagner, if you go back and look at that Wagner team in the ECAC Metro, I believe they were in, they were terrible. In that conference, they were losing to LIU, St. Francis of New York, and they beat Duke at Duke. And that was the point where it really looked like Mike could not survive. Somehow he hung in there. Butters, out of nowhere, gives him a contract extension, and the rest is history. He got that recruiting class, Billis, Allery, Dawkins, Henderson, and really that saved him. Without that recruiting class, he gets fired.
College basketball championship season is approaching, and there's no better place to get in on the action than the FanDuel Sportsbook. It's where I bet. New customers place their first college basketball bet risk-free up to $1,000. Bet college basketball any way you like. I like the same game parlays.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip. But they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero Pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You can also jump into action with live betting. Same game parlays are great. Bet a little, $5, $10, win a lot. Or bet with big promotions like odds boosts. Those are fun. When you win, FanDuel's going to pay you little as 2 hours. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. Sign up, promo code Colin, to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. That's promo code Colin. That's me. Make the college basketball championships mean more on FanDuel Sportsbook. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Yeah, Johnny Dawkins, there's a moment with Johnny Dawkins where I mean, they beat Carolina and they have this embrace. There's a funny line. Tell the audience here. So it's really, it's the moment. It's Mike's, it really crystallizes to me the book. The center point of the book is that moment where, you know, Dean Smith is godlike. Mike at one point challenges the media to have an equal standard. You treat them like this and us like the little engine, which, by the way, they mostly were. But that Johnny Dawkins, that win, that moment, that embrace in that story.
Right. And finally beating Carolina in a big moment on a big stage. And before that game, he had told his players at that point, Duke had gotten pretty good. So they were not a huge underdog in that game, but expected to lose. And he told his players, expect to win. And when we win, don't act like you haven't been there before. Act like you expected to do exactly what you just did, which is beat North Carolina, your biggest rival. So they win the game, and Krzyzewski's dancing around. He's happier than anybody. And he hugs Dawkins, and Dawkins says to him, Coach, I thought we weren't really supposed to celebrate this. That's what you said. And Coach K, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit because I don't have the page in front of me. Shut up, Johnny. Let's just enjoy this, okay? So I thought that really was a beautiful scene. But Krzyzewski he did not follow his own advice. His players tried to, but then they saw how happy Mike was and they played along.
The criticisms of Krzyzewski, he had a little Bobby Knight. He had a temper. He could throw a chair. He was smarter than Bob in that he knew when the cameras were on. I mean, we saw him bark on the sideline for years. What is the criticism of Krzyzewski that you would buy into, that you think is fair? Because he's obviously, he, John Wooden, they're in this rarefied, Bobby Knight are in this rarefied air. We all know the criticism, of Wooden, which is, did he buy some of his players? We know the criticism of Knight is he was really at times a bully and a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
What's the criticism that lands to you on Krzyzewski?
When you mentioned he threw a chair, he actually did in practice at Army. He threw a chair across the floor. And the player who told me that story said he threw the chair. He wasn't throwing it at me. He was throwing that chair instead of me. But he was so angry. He did actually do something before Bobby Knight threw a chair on TV in the middle of a game. That's the difference. Mike did it behind closed doors and Bob Knight did it on television in the middle of a game. So that sort of is where those two, I always thought Mike would go up to the line that Knight would cross, but Mike would never cross that line and certainly get physical with a player. But the degrading language was so intense.
Yes.
At times, I do think it was too much. And most of that was in practice. Colin, the first time I sat behind him at a game, it was in 99, Sweet 16 against Steve Alford's Southwest Missouri State team. And I could not believe for 2.5 hours how relentless the profanity was. And not just how relentless it was, the profanity was not just your regular profanity. It was really tough to listen to. And I was surprised. I couldn't believe it. I said, there are a lot of grandmothers around America who would be mortified, who love this guy if they ever sat behind him. But I think the criticism to me that is very fair is he has a hard time ever saying, I'm wrong. It's I'm wrong, but guess what? You were wrong too. The mistakes he made with the Jeff Capel chant, with attacking or ambushing the student sports staff of the student newspaper back in 1990. And then he can't ever really apologize fully. The Dylan Brooks thing, it's always, I was wrong, but guess what? You were wrong too. So he's very sensitive to criticism. He has a very hard time saying, I'm sorry. I would say though, overall, his flaws are fairly benign for the most part, but they're there. And I do document them in the book.
I really do hold him in a very elite class. I think sometimes I've been forced to separate art from artist. So Bobby Knight's to me despicable in so many ways, but I do think creating the motion offense, maybe the best basketball team in the 70s, that undefeated Indiana team, which by the way, in your book, it's detailed. The Indiana players thought the team the year before was better than that team, although they had a heartbreaking loss. I didn't see Mo Iba, but the Kentucky coach.
Joby Hall.
Might be. Yeah. I apologize. But no, I think okay. Wooden, Bobby Knight, Coach K. Am I missing somebody?
Dean Smith. If you're talking about.
Oh, you're right.
If you want to put Rupp there, although I have a hard time putting Rupp anywhere based on the way he conducted his program and obviously discriminating against African-American players. So I don't put him on the mount. But I think Krzyzewski and Wooden are 1 and 1A. I would put Mike ahead of John Wooden, actually. He's won 530 more games than John Wooden. I believe durability matters. They both went to 12 Final Fours. I understand the Wooden crowd says it's a ridiculous comparison. It's 10-5 in national titles. How can you put the two in the same category? But no, I think when you've won 530 more games in a tougher era to do it with parity, yes, and one and done, all the things that Coach K had to adapt to that Wooden didn't really have to worry about, I would go Mike Krzyzewski 1, John Wooden 1A.
College sports now are going through an interesting time. Transfer portal, name, image, likeness. Coach K is still very good. Do you think, and he's pretty spry for his age, do you think any of the changing of the sport? A couple of years ago, he was really critical publicly that he was so disappointed in the lack of leadership in the sport. Roy Williams, by the way, could have continued to coach, although for some reason to me it feels like Coach K has more prime years than Roy did at the end. Do you think there are, you know, mitigating factors why Coach K retired, or is it just, I did it, I'm done, it's a good number, I'm out?
No, I think, Colin, there are mitigating factors. And he said the pandemic had nothing to do with it. He said the new era of college basketball, where there's free agency through the transfer portal, NIL being a part of that, an extension of that. I think that definitely was a factor, because he talked to some of his friends about those very things. And those friends told me about that, that he was saying those things. And so I think there are a number of different factors. Certainly age 75, it's time. He does want to spend more time with his grandchildren, his family, his wife, Mickey. Those things are all true. But that the pandemic really wore him down. He did that was a bad team last year. He did a bad coaching job with a bad team. And so he knew this team was going to be better than that. And I think he did want to end, obviously, on a good note. But he told some of his friends, hey, I don't know who's coming and going. I don't know who's in quarantine today, who's coming to practice. Are we going to have our game played tonight, or will it be canceled? So that did wear him down without question. I think also, I don't know who's coming and going in the transfer portal. And I think that threw him for a bit of a tizzy without question. So those factors were part of it. He said they were not. And I just frankly don't believe that part of his explanation anyway.
The book is called The Rise and Reign, Coach K, The Rise and Reign of Mike Krzyzewski. It's so instructive. There's so many historic elements to it. Fascinating stories. I just think you'll love it, folks. I think you'll really, really love it. And I say this with a bit of disappointment is, my first job out of college, I covered TARC. So the first sport that I really covered, the first two sports I covered that were big time, that made me feel like I belonged, were boxing in Vegas, Tyson fight, Sugar Ray Leonard Hearns, and college basketball. I was at, when David Robinson was at Navy, Pat O'Brien was on the sidelines. It was really appointment viewing. We get that so infrequently now in college basketball. So I just couldn't recommend this more highly to any of you. I want to talk about a couple of New York things, because I regret it if I didn't. Sometimes things are simply coincidental. But the sports right now in New York are so bad across the board and disappointing. The Yankees certainly have talent, but I don't always think it's the shrewdest front office. Is it coincidental, or is it tax rates, bad weather, bad ownership? Los Angeles, for instance, we have some of those issues. High taxes, big city. Yet our teams are across the board really strong. Lakers obviously are going through a tough time as they age. But how do you have a theory, a belief of it? It's been several years now here, Ian. It's been half a decade of just drac. Why?
Well, I think, Colin, the Knicks are in their own category of terrible management ownership for the better part of 20 years. You thought last year they got it right with Tibbs, and now they're sort of back to where they were pre-Tibbs. And I think two things happened with the Yankees and the Giants is Derek Jeter and Eli Manning got old. And that changed things around the same time for those franchises. And I think part of it is, Colin, that the world is so small now that New York doesn't have the advantage it used to have. It used to be in free agency. Hey, come to New York. You can enjoy all the spoils of big market New York. Well, you can get that anywhere now.
Yeah.
And I think the shrinking world has shrunk New York to some degree. And the advantage that the big city had is really off the table now. Free agents don't care. I can get that in Cleveland. I can get that in Oklahoma City. I can get it in Houston. I can get it anywhere. So I think part of the problem, if you're looking for a trend or a narrative thread to run through the dysfunction and losing in New York that we've seen over the years, it to me, as I've thought about it, that is the first thing that comes to mind.
And Los Angeles probably survives that because A, it's Mediterranean weather, and B, there are so many entertainment options, ancillary income opportunities out here. I mean, there's a YouTube building next to my house and Google's down the street, Silicon Valley out here in Northern California. So I think to some degree, I mean, I think you've really hit on it. I think LA survives that because it's a very easy, you know, New York largely, a lot of this is it's a football shaped island. You build vertically. It's a lot of noise. It's a lot of congestion. In Los Angeles, you can live in Malibu or Thousand Oaks and literally hide from the fans. You just can't. I mean, you really can't. It's the biggest, second biggest county in America. I never see Rams in town. I've been here 6 years. I've never seen a single Los Angeles Ram at any event anywhere in town.
You know, what's amazing, too, is when I think of L.A., I just automatically gravitate toward the Lakers.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And we talk about terrible ownership and management in New York with the Knicks. You have the opposite of that with the Lakers. It's funny, Laker dysfunction over the years, Phil Jackson infighting with others in the organization. Meanwhile, they're competing for championships, winning championships. Shaq is fighting Kobe. That's a problem. Well, it's their dysfunction compared to Knicks dysfunction. And New York fans would take that in a heartbeat. I mean, that trade. And so I think L.A. is defined by the Lakers, and the Lakers are almost always there. I know this year has been a big disappointment, but they'll be back next year. Davis will come back on a mission, not making the All-Star team. He'll be healthy again. And I think LeBron will win another title or two. And L.A. will be carried by a very functioning basketball organization, while New York is being dragged down by the very opposite of that.
If I said to you, Giants, Jets, Mets, because I still think the Yankees are a viable team. I like Aaron Boone. They've got some really nice sticks. They've still got, you know, they're the Yankees. They've got, you know, virtually unlimited payroll. But if I said to you, Giants, Jets, Mets, because those are viewed as really dumpster fires, one of them over the next 3 or 4 years is going to remove themselves from that group and start winning. Are you optimistic about one of those three?
The New York Mets. And I don't say that because my wife is an absolute diehard Mets fan and has been for 40 plus years. I think I'm a believer in Buck Showalter.
Yeah.
And I think he'll come in and they need that veteran presence. And they were in the World Series, 6-7 years ago? So it wasn't that long ago when they were near the top of the mountain. So I think the Mets, I would pick. I like Brian Daboll's staff that he assembled. I don't know about Daniel Jones. Zach Wilson, we certainly don't know about. And those two franchises, the Jets and Giants, haven't won a playoff game in a decade. Combined. So if I had to pick one of those three, I'm pretty confident Buck Showalter will make the Mets competitive, make them relevant. So I'd go with them.
Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show. I brought Draymond Green into the volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volume Podcast Network.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Finally, you have a book I can see behind you, Belichick, which was, again, classic Ian O'Connor, dogged journalism and reporting. So I saw a story this weekend, Brady, and, you know, I don't know what to believe on social media. I mean, the less I read it, the better. But that Brady would consider the 49ers. And I do think there are jobs. I mean, you came back and you're a columnist in New York. Those are prestigious jobs. You didn't need to be a columnist, but there are calls you get in your life and go, that's worth having a glass of wine with my wife and talking about, right? And I do Absolutely. Think San Francisco, Kyle Shanahan, it's not an offense that needs Tom to be, he matches Tom's intensity. They're both very smart, very intense. There's a Belichickian feel to it. You know that's important to Tom. Arians mm-hmm. is too loose. It would be an upgrade over Jimmy G. Maybe Tom's got a little of that. It's his hometown. It was his favorite team. I think he has. It's also an offense that doesn't, Ian, ask the quarterback to carry them. It's really a run-centric offense. Do you think he'd take the call and give it a week or two thought?
Not only do I think he'd take the call, Colin, I think he's coming back. I never thought this was the end of Tom Brady as a football player. In fact, when he made his announcement, I don't think he used the word retirement in it. And so, listen, I had a conversation with him on the phone for about 45, 50 minutes, 2017. We were talking about him playing at age 47, 48, never mind 45. But he did set 45 as a goal. He never falls short of his goals. And he actually did. So I don't think this was planned. I do believe, and I always thought this, that something happened down there that hasn't really fully been detailed yet anyway. I never thought he was going to love Bruce Arians' style, the opposite of Belichick, with a motto, win or lose, we booze. That is not Tom Brady's philosophy on football and life. So I think he'll either play for the 49ers after. I do think he'll take a year off. But I think he comes back and either plays for the 49ers or Josh McDaniels in Las Vegas. So those would be my two franchises to watch. And I think people will say, you can't take a year off at 45, come back and win a Super Bowl at 46. Well, he's now created yet another challenge for him to conquer by stepping aside for a year and doing it with yet another franchise. So now I'm going to get eight. I'm going to be two ahead of Michael Jordan. And I'm going to do it with a third franchise. And you're telling me I can't do that at 46 and 47. Well, guess what? I'm going to do it. So to be honest with you, Colin, I would be shocked if he doesn't play again.
You just convinced me. You've literally rocked my world. Well, you know him better than I do.
Well, no, I don't. Listen. I don't. I do not. He did not talk to me for the book. I don't have any sort of personal relationship with. That was my only one-on-one with him was for ESPN.com. And it was about 5 years ago and it was long, but I do not pretend to know him, but I know a lot of his friends and have talked to them extensively about this and other subjects about Belichick a lot over the years. And they would be surprised if he doesn't play again. And that Arians relationship, I never thought was going to last. It was productive while it did last, obviously, but he went to a coach who was the exact opposite of Bill Belichick, and it was a short term thing. And now I think he's ready to try it with a different franchise, and again get to ring number eight, be two ahead of Jordan, maybe go down as the greatest American team sport athlete ever. Certainly, that would enhance his claim.
Yeah, I never liked Arians taking repeated shots at Tom publicly. I think you can do it once, twice. Sometimes it sounded personal, a little harsh. I think that's Bruce's authentic personality. But, you know, in my years of covering athletes, even the gracious ones, you have to use discretion when criticizing them publicly.
And Colin, I was at his first game in New Orleans, I believe, and they lost. First game with Tampa Bay, and Arians criticized him after that game in his post-game presser. I couldn't believe it. I remember writing about that. Belichick never would have done that. Bill was tough on Tom at all times in practices and film study and so forth. But criticizing Tom Brady after game, he did that very rarely over two decades.
Ian O'Connor, Coach K, The Rise and Reign of Mike Krzyzewski, absolute must read. My friend, it was great as always. Thank you so much. Say hi to everybody. His wife, by the way, years ago, I had some speaking engagement at a bookstore, and somebody asked me about Ian O'Connor, and I said, I love Ian O'Connor. Oh, he's one of my favorites. It was your wife.
I told her to ask that question, so that was me.
Great seeing you, man.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for doing me a favor, Colin. Appreciate it.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.